3D imaging. Trust.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's Carl and the Bot. Phone lines here are 221-1402, and we are at the giant flag on Pacelli Lane. Good morning there, soulmate.
Good morning, and good morning back to the station. And when we say we are live on location, we're not kidding. We are North Pacelli here. You see this giant flag every time you drive south on 5, north on 5. We want you to come by, and we would love any kind of donation. Just dump out your piggy bank, because there's four flags that they use throughout the year. And later on, in just a few moments, we're going to have on Mike, who's going to give a really good description of what you see on a daily basis, what entails to keep this flag flying.
And it's also Friday, so we got a bunch of rants going today, and we can start after we take, when we take our break after talking about a budget that we passed, and I'm trying to figure out why, since they already said it's not going to be worth the paper it's printed on. So we'll talk about that, too.
This is Free Fire Radio. We're taking your calls at 221-1402. Carla Linda Bott. Hang in there, and we're taking your calls.
You all know Country K's Ready Record Searchlight.
Hey, welcome back. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. We're out at the giant flag. People are driving through and dropping off donations. This is really a, you know, a great effort from our community. And we've got one of the leaders of the Flag Committee is here today.
Lions Club, good morning. Mike Ferrier, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great, Linda. Very fine.
It's always wonderful to see your smiling face every year.
Thank you.
You head up the Lions Club Committee for, well, what are you called
exactly? I am the keeper of the flag. I am the person that's responsible for making sure that that flag is flying all the time, perfect, wonderful, and beautiful.
Now, before we started today, you talked about the top of the flag, and I think of, for you listeners, when you're driving by and you see the ball on the top of the flagpole, tell us how big that really is.
There's, you don't have anything to look at near the thing that gives you an idea of size. That ball on the top of the flag is the size of a BMX bicycle tire. It'd be a little bit bigger than the steering wheel on your car. As you're looking up there, it looks like it's about as big as a fist, but no, it's just huge. That flag that's on the pole today, this is our super flag. This flag is 30 by 60 feet. It's 1,800 square feet. It's the size of a house flying on that pole.
A house.
A house.
It's probably bigger than the house we live in.
Yeah.
Well, you said
yes.
1,800 square feet.
1,800 square feet.
And when you kind of laid it out, you said it's from that curb to that curb plus four spaces.
It's just huge.
When you fold it up, it fills up the back of a pickup truck. Is that
when,
right?
When it's folded in presentation, the triangular presentation,
yeah,
the long dimension on it is 9.5 feet when it's folded down. Now, the stars on that flag that's up there, those stars are bigger than a dinner plate. I mean, it's just very, very big. When we fold it, we take it over to Rother Gymnasium, have Boy Scout Troop 122 clean up the gym and lay it out on the floor, and it takes a dozen Boy Scouts to fold that flag up and get it down to presentation. And we will do that for 9/11. This flag is here as a memorial because of 9/11. We put it up, dedicated it on the one-year anniversary of 9/11. So it's been up here for a little over 6.5 years now. And we've had to refit it one time. It cost us $6,000 to refit that pole. Paint the pole, put new tops on it, new cables, and all this stuff that's inside, because it's 120 feet tall. I mean, you couldn't reach the top of that flagpole with the tallest ladder that we have in the fire department here in town.
Well, I don't want to be crass, but how much does it cost to keep the flag flying?
About $6,000 a year. That flag that's on the pole right now cost us $1,500, one flag.
So it costs $6,000 a year just to keep the flag flying here?
Just to keep it flying.
Okay,
yeah.
Does that include all the cost here, or is there more to it?
You know, we have a wonderful arrangement here. We rent the space that the pole is on from the Church of the Nazarene for $1 a year.
Wow.
There's 3,000 watts of light on that pole all night, and we have cooperation from the city of Reading in helping to keep the electrical going. Our greatest cost is the flags and the maintenance of the pole. And so but we go through a flag about every 3 months. We take them down and send them to a lovely lady that sews them back together again when we have a problem and put them back on the pole. But we can only get 2 months out of the first flying, about a month out of the second flying, and then 2 weeks for the last one. And then we have to destroy them.
Let me ask you the name of the lady who is the flag seamstress.
I love you, Dot Lanham. Dot Lanham. She lives down in Cottonwood, and she does a wonderful job. I mean, these things are... Seamstresses are very big about sewing clean things. These flags, after they've been on the pole for 2 months, they are not clean. They've got I-5 all over them, and she has a great big shop that she sews them in and does a wonderful job for us.
Well, go Dottie. You know what I'm hearing here, Carl, is that the Lions Club and Dottie and the Boy Scouts and how they treat the flag is very sacred, as it should be, treated with such respect as it should be. The next question, I'm sure that we've been talking about. We want to take a call?
Yeah, let's just take a call here. Okay. We'll get right back to Mike.
Okay.
That's our caller, Curtis. Good morning.
Good morning.
You've got to talk about the Special Olympics, something else that's being done for our community, just like the Enterprise Lions Club does.
Yes.
What now? Explain to us what you're doing.
For the last 37 years, I've put on a golf tournament that the proceeds all go to the Special Olympics of Shasta County. We are the number one fundraising organization for them, and our committee volunteers at their basketball tournaments. They're just a wonderful bunch of people, and we're happy to do it for them.
Well, okay, now the golf tournament is next week, is that correct?
Yeah, practice rounds on Friday. The professionals and the amateur teams play Saturday and Sunday, and then the top third of the professionals play on Monday.
Okay. Now, how do you sign up for this?
You can call Riverview Golf and Country Club at 224-2250. Ask for Kim Thurman. We are looking for some amateurs out there if they want to play. We have some wonderful professionals coming. They just missed qualifying for the U.S. Open, and they're going to be coming. And we're looking for teams that they are able to play with.
Well, great. Now, they're also having kind of like a little thing on Thursday for your players, aren't you?
Yeah, what we do on Thursday is we have the Special Olympics golf team come out, and then we pair them up with some of the touring professionals. And they get to play with touring professionals for 9 holes. And then we have a barbecue lunch for them. We have our sponsors out there. They're able to meet them public if they want. It's just a wonderful, wonderful time.
Well, I tell you what, if you want to laugh, because I'm coming out there to play golf, and if you want a little humor on the golf course.
I'll get you a good professional, I promise.
Well, I tell you what, you know, he's going to have to be real good.
And maybe we could get our good friend Eric out there, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I tell you what, you know, it's a I hope they're having a sale on golf balls out there. Because
actually,
when you say Riverview, I just know where I'm heading.
Galloway donates some, so I'll have them donate a couple extra.
How about a couple extra sleeves of golf balls? I mean, come on. I mean, you know, being a Marine, I'm attracted to water, and that's where every time I hit the golf ball, you know, it's like it's radar.
Incoming.
You're in a lot of trouble because the first 4 holes are on the river. So,
tell me about it. You know, I've just usually pick up my ball, walk over the river, and throw it in there.
Well, you might take your fishing pole with you and just go out there while you're trying to find
the
ball.
I have a fly fishing rod in my golf bag because that's where I am all the time.
Your golf ball has a fishing line on it.
There you go.
Reel it back in.
Okay. Hey, Curtis, what you're doing is so great. It's everything y'all are doing to help you. I know it's one of the largest, one of those real success stories for the Special Olympics.
Yes,
up here. And we can't thank you enough. And we're going to talk about it some more next week. But anybody that's interested, tell them one more time how to get in touch with you.
I'm going to be gone, but call Kim Thurman at Riverview Golf and Country Club at 224 2250. And we're looking for some amateurs to play. And then if anybody wants to sponsor some tees, you can call Steve Gaines at 244-7515.
Great. Okay.
Hey. And all the money goes straight to Special Olympics.
All the money. So, you know, this is a really, you know, Reading, again, you know, it's times are tough, but we always come through for the different, you know, for the different things, like the giant flag here, Special Olympics.
We're here live.
It's
we
great.
Want to
Thanks,
see you.
Curtis.
Great. Thank you.
So we're going to take a short break here. We're going to be right back. We're with Mike talking about the flying flag. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400, KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's Carl and the Bot, and it is a patriotic day out here at the giant flag.
Ooh-ha.
We have the Lions clubs out here. We got the Patriot Guard Riders. We got Steve. We got Ryan. There's somebody just pulled up on a motorcycle. I'm a little scared. but hey, look, this is the time to come out, give some donations to the Lions Club to keep this flag flying. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, you talk about great Americans and people who do things for the community, Joe and Shelley. Finest Tobacco Emporium east of the Mississippi. Espresso Joe's, you get that coffee that you want at fair prices. You know, the other things, too, we do. You know, how we try to let our friends out there that listen to us know about businesses that are just really good businesses.
Yesterday we went to Biggin's Lighting to get a light bulb, a special kind of light bulb, and we know that they have them. So we went in and we talked about the fact that we bought a light bulb not too long ago. The lady behind the counter was so nice. She just went and got one and said, "Here."
She said, "He said the other one should have lasted longer. Just gave it to us." So
and
you
we
know,
said, you
so,
know,
yeah. So Biggin's. You get a big attaboy on Friday right here from Carl and Linda.
You know, that's the locally owned business where they did the right thing. And then when we left, we found out that they listened to the show and they said, "Thank you for being great Americans." No, you're great Americans. See, that's what it is. It's about being a community. And that's why we're here with love in our hearts for the flag that is flying. When people come up to the North State, they go, "Wow. This is a patriotic place," and you betcha, it's very patriotic here.
We stopped at a place yesterday, and it was a bed and breakfast. We just went in to say hello, and people were there from Southern California and from Oregon, and we just listened to them tell us how great it was, how much they enjoyed it here, and you know what a nice place it was. That the people they had met, the restaurants they had gone to, the scenery. Everything. And I guess it's good to hear from people because we're here and we know it's there.
And that was the Bridge House Bed and Breakfast, and they're flying a flag.
That's right. They're flying the flags.
When we went out front, wow, they're flying a flag. Now, Mike.
Yes.
Good morning and welcome again, Mike Ferrier.
Thank you.
Tell us about, there's 24 flags that are lined up here so that when people drive through, they get this feeling of that patriotism again.
You come up Bacilli Lane, you're not going to miss this. As you come up the hill, you're going to have that giant American flag right in the middle of your windshield. I get to see it every day. I work on the bluffs right next to here. And it's just every day I get to see this great thing. And, yeah, 24 flags. We had one of our Lions Club build bases for these flags, great big steel bases underneath them so they're not going to tip over in the wind. And they're just moving around, making that nice fluttering stuff go on. It's great stuff.
Okay, we've got the head of the Patriot Guard Riders for Northern California here with us. Hey, Jeff, good morning.
Good morning.
So, you gathering some of your people up here today? Or?
Yeah, we got a busy weekend, and I put the word out to gather up here this morning, support the flag. And I remember a few years back, I was down on the border of Mexico, and I went into El Paso. On the freeway there, and you look across to the Mexican side, and you see the huge Mexican flag, big flag. And I thought, this is what we need to do on this side. And I don't know if they've done it yet, but I'm proud to see that Redding, we're setting the pace here in Northern California.
Well, Redding's a very progressive place when it comes to patriotism.
That's for sure.
And we really appreciate you showing up, Jeff, and with a number of other Patriot Guard riders here, and just other bike organizations that come riding through here.
Yeah, we join forces with all the bike groups that support our veterans, and we'll probably be getting more in here as the day goes on. Some of these guys don't like to get up too early in the morning.
Well, you know, we're going to have Fred Salante on next week, and he's going to talk about the Missing in America Project and taking the remains of the three heroes, the two Silver Star recipients and the Medal of Honor recipient, from Reading all the way back to Arlington. And what a great story it is.
Yeah, that was fantastic. I was unable to make that ride. I intended to, and then I came down with some pneumonia, and I've been fighting that off. So I thought I'd better take care of my health a little better. I'd make a very short leader of the Patriot Guard group.
Well, I don't know what it is about when you become the leader of the Patriot Guards. They go down hard after.
Well, you know what? We're glad you're here, and you're here to support our community in every way that you can. And we're here as well, Carl and Linda Bott, here at the flag. We're live on location. Well, top of Bocelli.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jeff, for coming in.
Sure.
And we've got we've got guests that are coming in on the other half of our show. So we're going to take a break here. We're not going to take a break here. We still got about another 30 seconds here. Okay. When we come back, we've got some people want to talk about the Reading Electric Utilities, and we want to talk about the budget. And we get a chance to do that. You know, I don't want to rain on this parade. But we want to see you down here. We want to see you come by and
donate.
Say hello to us and donate some money.
To keep the flag flying.
To keep the flag flying. So this is Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Join us after this break.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News. Hey, welcome back. It's Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. We are live. Where the big flag flies on Bocelli Lane. Come by and see us. This portion of the show is brought to you by New Image Photography Studios on Park Marina Drive. Right now they're doing a special, oh my gosh, June 27th for $19 and a can of dog or cat food. You can come by and get a fabulous 8x10 photograph. Well, we took Snooki in there. Actually, you can go to our website, freefireradio.com. You're going to see Carl and I with the dog, our little baby dog. And it's so cute, so check it out. It's for last chance rescue, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's last chance rescue, but anyway, it's they do great work, and it's, you know, it's they actually even made Snooki look like a real dog instead of a elk killer that she is. So
we also have we want to say thanks again to another business that in town, Bernie's Guitar. The folks over there are so amazingly helpful, and it happens to be kind of, I would say, my favorite music store in town. I have a lot of the guys that I play with that teach there, and it's just, they will go out of their way to find and do whatever they can do to help you in your search for, I want to learn to play this, I need to find that. And so thank you so much to Bernie's Guitar.
Yeah, I told him, hey, this is what I wanted to do. I wanted to learn to play this instrument. And they gave me this one, it was for children. but it did have pictures of pirates in it, so it was kind of good. Okay, other things that are going on around here. We're talking about golf tournaments. They're having an Enterprise Lions golf tournament, and it's sponsored by the Amory Nelson Realty World. And it's going to be the most department entries challenge. And the tournament date is September 11th, but there'll be a lot more stuff out on that later on this summer. The other thing that's going on is Gary Cadd. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. I had to turn the radio off. How are you this morning, Carl, Linda?
We're good. Thank you.
We're fine. We're out here in remote.
So it's flag flying up there.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
We're out here in remote, and it's kind of hard to see the computer. And so we're working as fast as we can here, Gary. So what's up?
Well, the REU Review Committee will be taking the report and giving it to the Reading City Council Monday evening.
Now, this is the committee that was set up when?
Back in January.
Now, this was the one that, because people were really upset about people being kicked out of their houses because they couldn't pay their electrical bills, the fact that all the late fees, the amount of the late fees and everything going in the general fund, there were all types of consternation, there were protests. And the answer from the city council was to put a committee together.
That is correct.
And that was back in January.
Right. And the committee started meeting in February. And if I'm not mistaken, we had a total of 10 meetings. And I think I at one time I had the hours written down, but I think we've got something like 35, 40 hours of actual committee meeting, let alone all the studying that we did in the meantime. So the committee members put a tremendous amount of time into it. I am not really satisfied with some of the outcomes of what has happened, because I think little is going to change. And that was not what my responsibility when I was on the committee, that I accept that committee appointment, was to make changes for the city. So there's going to be a report given by Chairman Slaughter Monday night, and then I'm going to give what you might want to call a minority report, because there was two of us that were voting on some issues that we believe need to be brought into the process of the council.
Well, I'm going to probably have you on. We're going to have you on our show probably next Wednesday, and so we can discuss what happened. But here's, you know, my concern, as everybody knows, if you've listened to us for the last 6 months, is the committee was formed to come up with ideas that the city council should have done, and what they did, to me, in my opinion, was diffuse it, because when it gets right down to it, the city council has to make the decision. They can take everything you said and just toss it out the window. Is that correct?
That is correct. It shows
a lack of leadership and at that level, and I don't understand why it happened. It should have been something that was settled. There should have been some things in between, but it wasn't. So anyway, now we're having the outcome. And by the way, this is taking nothing away from the committee. You all stood up to the plate, and you've done your best. And I'm sure that when you come up with the what you all have recommended, it's going to be something that's the best for the community. But it still gets down to what the city council wants.
Right. Well, one of the things that I'll bring out now that is in the report, but it's a minority. It didn't get a majority vote. Is that a couple of us felt that the Reading Electric Utility should have a Reading Electric Utility Commission. We had one back up until, I think, 1998, 1999, and then it was disbanded. But it could be a commission put together to where the Citizen Commission can be an overview of Reading Electric Utility to help the council, because the council has so many hats. The council does so much that they can't really be involved right down to nitty-gritty things, where a commission could more look into things that are going on. So the recommendation would be made to council to form another commission, and I think that will help, just like what you just said, in being able to keep up on electric problems within the city.
Okay, hey, Gary, I know that we've got a lot of other things we're running here. And like I said, we're going to have you on next week. But, again, appreciate your phone call. Appreciate what you've done. And I can't wait to see what's going to happen with this.
All right, same here. Hey, thanks a lot, guys. Talk to you later.
You bet. Thanks. Okay, now, I understand that they're going to have a lunch here. I think it goes from 11 to 2.
Yeah, 11 to 2. Tri-tip. Firefighters of Reading are going to be fixing a tri-tip.
Yeah.
Hey, before we take a break, let's go to Anita. Let's close this segment with something positive, Anita. How's it going?
Oh, hi. Thanks a lot. I have a good neighbor story. About 15 years ago, I went to Reading Canvas, which is on Airport Road, and they installed a huge awning over one of my sliding glass doors with a hand crank. And I've used that hand crank on and off for 15 years. Finally, it broke. I went over there a couple of days ago, and they gave me a new replacement hand crank for nothing. And that is a real good neighbor story for Reading Canvas on Airport Road.
Hey, Reading Canvas, Airport Road. Yahoo!
I love it. There's nothing better than the personal testimony. Thank you, Anita.
Thanks a lot. Hey, look, this is Carl Lindabot here on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
And the writers are coming. Riding season
is here. QMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here with Carl Lindabot on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Let's go to the phones. Tara.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're great.
We are doing great. There's lots of people showing up. There's people driving by and honking and giving money to the flag.
How are you this
morning? Okay, I have a situation.
Okay.
I'm running a little behind today, and I am going to be available from 9 until 10:30.
Uh-huh.
I am right down the street from you guys. My salon name is Capelli's, 2610 Suite C, and I'd like to make a couple hundred dollars donation. Can you send someone to me by between 9 and 10:30?
Mike, we have somebody who wants to make a big donation that's down the street, and they want to make a couple hundred dollar donation. Can you send somebody down? It's done.
And what's the name again?
It's at Capelli's.
Capelli's Salon.
2610 Suite C. Ooh. And I will be there at 9 o'clock.
Okay, Lisa's on her. We'll be down there probably at 9:05 then.
All right.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very, very much.
See, that's what it takes, folks. And like they're going to be collecting money all day long.
Now, they also said, some people said, we can't make it in. We can't make it in driving, but we want to send money in. So how do we do that? So here's the address. It's Save Our Flag, Shasta Regional Community Foundation, 1335 Arboretum Drive. That's Arboretum Drive, Suite B, Reading, 96003.
That's it.
And we will, we have it written down at the station, so if you didn't get it right then, you just call the station and they'll have it for you. Okay, now, one of the people we want to introduce is the one we've been talking about a lot for the, you know, for the last, what, month, 2 months? Fred Salante. And Fred has just arrived back from Arlington after this momentous journey from Reading clear across country to Arlington. Good morning, Fred. Let's change phones. Okay.
Okay.
Good All right,
morning.
Now we can hear you. Okay, now we got you.
Okay. Okay. Anyway, I just want to say thanks for the support for everybody here. And if anybody hears some of our stories about the patriotism and efforts by the communities across the nation to support us, they'll want to hear some stories. Thank you, Carl and Linda, and it's a bright spot to be here. And everybody's back safe, first of all.
That's the best thing. Now,
and it was 6,238 miles and two tenths, but who's counting?
Now, we're going to have you on the show Monday, and yes. You're going to have some of the people that went with you. But, you know, on this day of patriotism.
How's your butt?
Just wanted to say thank you, as my wife asked how your butt is.
You know, believe it or not, it made 6,000 miles, and I'm already planning to go to Montana
in two weeks
for another service. So
there you go.
You know, when it's beyond yourself, it's beyond yourself.
Exactly.
You know, again, Fred, I can't say enough for everything that you've done and your fellow merry men. You know, Dave the Indian, you know, Roger, who is he's going to be leaving our happy fold here.
Steve,
who just at the last minute, I think, decided, hey, I'm going. And took off, you know, but just, we're going to be talking about these people Monday. But again, what I want to do was say thank you today and for everything you've done.
No, and thank you. And everyone, come out and help keep this flag flying.
That's
important
right.
to our country.
We've got a lot of people out here right now, and people are driving by. So, hey, Fred, thanks a lot.
Thank
we'll
you,
see you
Fred.
Monday.
That's what we're here for.
Well, that's it. You know, the whole thing is based on helping keep our country going in a certain direction. You know, sometimes people worry about where we're going. You know, the strongest thing about our nation is that we have the ability to take some huge hits, suck it up, and keep going forward. You know, right now, you know, people, you know, some people are going, yeah, we're, you know, this is, you know, life is the way it should be. We've got, a new president, a new direction. This is the way it should be. Other people are going, oh, my God, we got a new president. Which direction are we going in? But the thing about it is this country is so strong and has the ability to right its course in a short period of time. And that's one of the things that we've built our country on, our ability to improvise and adapt and overcome anything that's been, that's hit us from World War II, Depression, Vietnam, 9/11, this recession we're in now. We're going to right ourselves. It's going to be tough, but we'll right ourselves and we will keep moving forward. You can't lose sight of that.
We're so glad to be in the North State, truly. Wherever we go, we are so excited to come back, and our hearts lie within our community, and that is what the flag represents. The flag, Old Glory, represents the freedom, the people who fought for the right to be free in this country. The flag is a symbol, and we are so fortunate to have the Lions Club that maintain the flag up here, the four flags to fly. $6,000 a year it costs just to fly and maintain the flag. And how it's done is by your donations.
And you know, that flag is a symbol of so much. You know, the people that say burning the flag, oh, that's their right. You know, it may be their right, but I don't like it. You know, I like to see it. You know, that flag's on the leathers of one of these Patriot Guards, and underneath it says, "Try burning this flag." So, to me, yeah, maybe it's a symbol, but it's a symbol of our country, and there's been too many people out there that have given their lives for this country, for that symbol, for it to be, you know, besmirched. Now, you want to take away that right of people to do that? No, because that's what they're fighting for, is for a right to, for people to do stupid things. But you don't have to like it. Hey, this is Carl Lindabad on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Join us as soon as we come back from these messages.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. We love it. You're coming by and saying hi. This is Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, Hilltop Drive. Now, we have some people that are calling in, and they're in an argument about how big is the flag exactly. Mike, you're the expert. How big is the flag you want flying right now? What are the statistics?
The flag that's on the pole right now is 30 by 60 feet, 1,800 square feet. The flag pole is 120 feet tall. It is the most perfect flag presentation in the western United States. It is perfect. The height of the flag is one quarter of the height of the pole. It's perfect.
So, okay, besides it being perfect, tell us the statistics of the measurement again.
30 by 60 feet.
There you go.
It's the size of a house flying on that pole.
Okay, we're going to... Okay, we're moving out into the crowd here. I'm not sure, but I think I saw somebody doing something lewd to the truck over here in the
Carl.
Photo of one of the great singers. But let's go on. Cheryl,
yes, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What are you doing out here today?
I'm out supporting the flag and Carl and Linda.
Well, you know what? You are a great supporter. You were there that night we had the fateful truck race.
Yes, I was.
Yeah, and Cheryl's advice was, get out!
Get out!
Cheryl was like, what are you doing?
You're not safe.
Well, you know, and now we've got, you know, we were talking about this huge motorcycle, this trike that made it all the way across the country. It's got buffalo hide on, buffalo horns, scorpions, bear hides, and the man that rode it, Dave, Indian.
6,238 miles and 2/10, so like Fred was saying, who's counting? Hey, man, what a great, great thing we did, and a wonderful, wonderful thing. It was an honor to be able to do it, and what you guys are doing here, collecting money for this flag, keep freedom flying, brother.
It's well, I tell you thing. What, it was a great thing that you did, Dave. You know, I can't tell people out there enough, unless you saw how hard they worked and the things they did to make sure they could give the honor to these three heroes to take them back across our country. And I can't wait for everybody to hear Monday about just what everybody did. And Dave's choked up right now about it. Hey, you're a good man. Okay, we've got about another 3 or 4 minutes here. We're still going to be collecting money all till when?
Till 6 o'clock tonight.
Till 6 o'clock tonight. We've got chow going from 11 to 2.
Come get lunch. Chicken. Firefighters are making tri-tip.
People are coming by and saying hello. I mean, we're getting to meet our listeners, and we just love doing that. So, you know,
and
come
the address
on by.
Again,
everything helps.
The address again, Mike?
The address here?
Yes.
Just come north on Bocelli Lane off of Cypress.
And if you'd like
you'll see us.
Yeah, you can't miss it.
You can't miss this, Big Mama.
And if you want to make a donation, again, it is Shasta Regional.
Let me do it.
Yeah, you do it, Mike.
Shasta Regional Community Foundation.
It's
1335 Arboretum Drive, Suite B, here in Reading, 96003.
Okay, other people out in the crowd here today, even though you were in the Army, we can say hello. Good morning. Good morning, Daryl.
Good morning.
And what are you doing out here?
What am I doing out here? I'm out here to support the flag.
Okay. Now, you ride with the Patriot Guard,
yes,
right?
I do.
How long have you been riding with them?
2 years.
And why did you join the Patriot Guard?
Why did I join the Patriot Guard? To honor our veterans that have been fallen.
You know, the thing about, and the you're reimbursed, right, for every ride you make and all the money you spend, right?
Yeah, right.
Again, these are people who are out to honor our veterans and honor our country. And it's for us, it's an honor to be here to help raise money for this flag and to be in the North State. It really is. So, you know, thanks a lot, Joe.
hey, honey, there's a guy that just drove up in the, you know, the Mobile Eye, you know, where they got the big pictures on the side of the truck.
Big pictures on the truck.
And you know what?
Hey, say, you guys look great on there.
Say good morning to Roger real fast. Roger's a Vietnam vet. Roger,
well, thank you
for coming
service.
By.
Thank you for your service.
And thank you for, what do you do with this truck all day?
Just drive around Reading, and Nick is the one that owns the truck, and I drive for him. I've been doing it for about 3 or 4 months now. And just drive around Reading, advertising, you know.
But you must meet interest.
Okay, say again. Shopreading.com.
You must meet some interesting people along the way here in this great north state of ours.
Reading's just a great place, and got to know a lot of people, and you know, it's just a great place. We my wife and I lived here for 6 years. So we moved up here from the Bay Area, and just love Reading, the north state, very much. You know, we just like it here a lot.
So now it's a keeper. It's a keeper. Thank you so much.
I tell you what,
service.
A scary thing is you're sitting at a turn in the turn lane, and this little green truck pulls up next to you, and you look over, and it's your photos that are life size looking at you. I mean. And then you notice that people are looking at the photos, looking at you.
Looking, honey. It sounds like you're saying licking. It's looking.
Okay. And then, so, anyway, it's still a scary thing.
All right. So, okay. Well,
hey, we're gonna have
it's been
to
a
wrap
great
it
day.
Up here. It's been a great day. And we sure appreciate what the Enterprise Lions Club's done with keeping our flag flying. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Thank you for being up here today. We appreciate you.
Hey, thanks a lot for everybody that's coming through. And remember, you can go from 5 until 5 or 6 tonight. You have lunch from 11 to 2. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?